Blackstone presents Learning to Breathe, One Woman's Journey of Spirit and Survival by Allison Wright. This book is read by Allison Wright. With love to Andrew, Beth, Claire, Hannah, and Aaron. And to those who were there to help me that day. Without you, I wouldn't be here to write this book. The Dalai Lama, foreword. To make our lives meaningful takes courage. The heroes of Tibetan Buddhism, bodhisattvas, who work to develop compassion and wisdom, their hearts set on achieving enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, have it. Many of the Tibetans that Allison Wright has befriended inside Tibet and in exile, struggling to maintain their identity and heritage, have it, and she says their dedication has inspired her. And finally, the author of this book herself, who suffered shocking and potentially disabling injury in a road accident, has displayed remarkable courage. Allison Wright's story of her recovery and eventual pilgrimage to Mount Kailash in Tibet make clear that if you have courage powered by the resolute determination to never give up, you can achieve what others consider to be impossible. The Dalai Lama, December 20th, 2007. Introduction. One step at a time, one breath at a time is my mantra as I struggle up the snowy 18,700-foot Dolma Pass, icy wind whistling around my head and searing my lungs. My stomach churns and my head aches from altitude sickness, but my spirits are buoyed by the Tibetan pilgrims who trudge with me on this sacred 33-mile circumambulation of Mount Kailash, the holiest peak in Tibet. Despite the cold and the blinding snow, I stop at the crest of the pass to rest and have a warm drink. Pungent incense wafts through the thin air. I join my companions in adding an array of prayer flags, which whip so hard in the wind, they sound like horses' hooves drumming the ground. Each color symbolizes an element: earth, fire, water, and lung, or wind. We tie the flags to the lines strung up at the mountaintop, so the prayers will blow to the heavens. Kneeling, I make an altar by propping up photos of Claire, Hannah, and Aaron, my three young nieces, with the colorful hand-painted rocks they gave me to leave at the pinnacle of my pilgrimage. Both Buddhists and Hindus believe Mount Kailash to be the center of the universe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?